Hello, my name is Jamal Brown. I'm from San Antonio, Texas, and this is the Jamal Brown Unconstructed Podcast, and I am a hoopshead. And so after Steph Curry just won his fourth championship and finally won his finals MVP, I've decided to slide him into my top 10 pantheon, greatest of all time. I just want to get right into it. Coming in with an honorable mention, especially for 11 rings, I want to bring in Bill Russell. Bill Russell's out of my top 10. I don't believe that Bill Russell can actually keep up with these top 10 guys. But he's an all-time great. The foundation of the NBA is built on Bill Russell and in honor of his 11 rings. Even though there were watches, 11 rings. Bill Russell, honorable mention. Number 10, Kobe. He won two titles on his own. Okay, I love Kobe. Rest in peace. He dropped 81 on my birthday. Definitely one of the greatest shooting guards I've ever seen. I mean, to be honest with you, James Harden offensively is more gifted. He just doesn't have the mama mentality. He doesn't have the heart or the mind or the will to win like Kobe. But Kobe was the second best player with the dynasty, with Shaq. So, five-time champion. He's won an MVP. Definitely think he's a top 10. He's in my top 10. So, rest in peace, Kobe. Kobe top 10. Coming in at number 9, I got Bird. I have Larry Bird. Finals MVP. Multiple league MVPs. Three-time champion. Should have won that first finals MVP. I don't know why they gave it to Maxwell. He's out there talking all that shit to Draymond. Oh, man. Loud wrong. Anyway, Bird. Best trash talker in the game. Won three titles. Hell, he even has a new award named after him. I have to say Larry Bird. Coming in at number 8. Kevin Durant. We have never seen a 7-foot jump shooter like Kevin Durant. There is no stopping KD. Kevin Durant, two-time champion, league MVP. He shouldn't have joined the Warriors. He should not have joined the Warriors, especially after seeing Steph Curry win before and after. Dirk's championship does mean more to me than this title, than his two titles. But still, it's unguardable. Never seen anything like Kevin Durant. We never will again. I think it's a little bit past his prime. But we'll see. We'll see what's going to go, what's going to happen with this whole New Jersey Nets with. I said New Jersey, didn't I? Holy shit. He's a casual. No, Brooklyn. With Kyrie. The people want Kyrie to go to LA. After we saw LeBron James and Kevin Love shooting, excuse me, the list. So, I had KD at 8. Coming in at number 7, Wilt the Stilt. He still scored 100 points in the game. No one can stop Wilt. I'm just going to move on. Because there are sports broadcasters, professionals, on live television talking about Wilt Chamberlain is not a top 10 basketball player of all time, please. You're like, how are you going to say that? But then you already kicked out Bill Russell. Bill Russell is not better than Kevin Durant. Bill Russell was not better than Wilt. Coming in at number 6, Curry. He changed the game. He is the most dangerous basketball player in NBA history. He's better than Kevin Durant. He's better than Wilt. He's better than Bird. He's better than Kobe. He's better than Kobe. Steph Curry's better than Kobe. Coming in at number 5, Kareem. Okay, look, Kareem dominated the 70s, but when the NBA really needed a superstar to put it on his back, to take the league to the next frontier, he chose not to. Now, the media could also probably get, you know, maybe some journalists of color to talk to Kareem. When I heard that, I was like, you know, that could have definitely helped. But And Kareem, I mean, Kareem was carried by Oscar Robertson and Magic. He won two finals MVPs, but he's got six titles. That means, you know, where do the other four MVPs go to? Now, coming in at number four, Tim Duncan, five-time champion. Tim Duncan, Mr. Fundamentals, number one overall draft pick, won the title the second year, swept Kobe and Shaq. Yeah, you notice that Shaq did not make the list. 99, look it up. Tim Duncan, all the All-Stars. I can just keep naming stats. Tim Duncan, number four. Coming in at number three, Magic. Number two, I mean, come on. You already know who's the second greatest basketball player of all time. Come on, you already know who this is. It's Michael Jordan. Come on, six titles, never lost, dominated the 90s. Never really had a true rival like Curry, or never had a true rival like Magic and Bird, but still dominated the 90s. I mean, your rival was Clyde Drexler, but it's okay. Man, the greatest basketball player of the 90s. Got to give it up to Michael Jordan at number two. And number one, I mean, it's King James. It's LeBron James. What else we have to say? Number one draft pick. No basketball player ever had more pressure. Four championships. Player empowerment. 5-2 a player. Player system, player empowerment. First billionaire on the court, NBA. But top four, top five, you got to put Tim Duncan in there. Put respect on Tim Duncan's name. Stop telling me that Kobe's better than Steph Curry. No, he's not. Stop telling me that Kevin Durant should be in the top 10. He should be, just not ahead of Steph. But Kevin Durant is better than Kobe, too. Kobe's my top 10. He's number 10. That's how you start a list. So, I'm going to run it down one more time. Number 10, Kobe. Number 9, Bird. Number 8, KD. Number 7, Wilt. Number 6, Curry. Number 5, Kareem. Number 4, Duncan. Number 3, Magic. Number 2, MJ. Number 1, LeBron.